I want to tell you about a guy I'll call Joe. He's 54. He's been with his wife for 22 years. And the first time he couldn't get an erection, he told himself it was just the wine. That's what he told himself the second time, too. By the third time, he went straight to his doctor, got a prescription for the little blue pill, and thought, okay, problem solved. Except it wasn't. The pill worked sometimes, and then it didn't. And Joe spent the next 6 months convinced something was fundamentally broken about him. He stopped initiating sex. He stopped cuddling his wife because it felt like it might lead somewhere he couldn't follow through. He basically stopped being a sexual person entirely. And his wife had no idea what was happening. She thought he'd stop finding her attractive because he never talked to her about it. That's the kind of quiet suffering we're talking about today. And I want you to know, if that story sounds familiar, there's so much more help available to you than what Joe was doing. Hi there, and welcome to the Great Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heather England. I'm a coach, psychotherapist, and certified sex therapist. I want this podcast to empower you to live your best life by creating fabulous relationships and the type of sexual intimacy you want. This is another episode in my ED series. And before we dive in, today's podcast is brought to you by my two on-demand online workshops on ED. The first is focused on mastering performance anxiety because it's genuinely the top contributor to ED, and it doesn't get nearly enough attention. The second workshop is specifically designed for the female partners of those experiencing ED, because partners deserve support too. I'm so excited about both of these trainings, and I've gotten really wonderful feedback. I'll drop the links in the show notes so you can check them out. Okay, let's get into it. So here's the thing about Viagra, Cialis, and all those little blue pills out there. They are genuinely remarkable medications. For a lot of men, they are life-changing. They restore erections, they give guys their confidence back, and they make sex feel possible again. And for some men, they're a really important medical support, but they're not magic. And nobody tells you that part. You go to the doctor, you get the prescription, and there's this unspoken promise that this is going to fix things. So when it doesn't work the way you expected, or it works for a while and then stops, or if you take it and nothing happens, the shame that comes flooding in is enormous. Here's a number that surprised me even when I first encountered it. Roughly 30% of men don't respond well to ED medications. 30%. That's not a small group of outliers. That's a huge portion of the men who are taking these pills sitting with a quiet kind of devastation because the thing that was supposed to be the solution isn't solving the problem. So why doesn't it work for everybody? Some of it is practical stuff. Sildenafil, which is the active ingredient in Viagra, and Vardenafil work best when you take them 30 to 60 minutes before sex on an empty stomach. Cialis takes up to 2 hours to hit peak effectiveness, but lasts up to 36 hours. If the timing's off, the food situation's off, the medication may not do what it's supposed to do. Some men have progressive medical causes for their ED, vascular disease, diabetes, neurological changes. The pill can't override all of those things on its own. And here's the piece that I think is the most under-discussed, the most misunderstood, and honestly, the most important thing I want you to take away from this episode today. The pill does absolutely nothing for performance anxiety. Nothing. Performance anxiety is probably the most common contributor to ED, and medication doesn't really touch it. Here's what happens physiologically. You have one difficult sexual experience. Maybe you lost your erection. Maybe things didn't go the way you wanted. And your brain files that away as a threat. So the next time you're in a sexual situation, your brain starts scanning. It starts monitoring for a threat. Am I hard enough? Am I staying hard? What if I lose it? What is my partner thinking right now? What if I disappoint them? What if it happens again? And the moment your brain decides you're in danger, even perceived danger, it shifts into survival mode. Your stress response kicks in. Blood flow gets redirected to your heart, your muscles, all the places your body needs to fight or to flee. And your penis? It's not a priority in a survival situation. So even with the medication in your system, your nervous system is actively working against arousal. The pill supports blood flow, but it can't override fear. it can't quiet that relentless voice in your head that's doing play-by-play commentary on your erection. This is exactly why men say things like, well, the pill worked at first, but then it stopped, or I got hard at the beginning, but then I lost it, or I was so anxious that nothing happened at all. That's not a medication failure. That's performance anxiety running the show. And here's what makes it worse. When the pill doesn't work, a lot of men panic. Completely understandable. But panic tends to lead to choices that dig the hole deeper. Some guys start playing doctor with themselves. They increase their dose on their own. They start buying supplements online. They try whatever they read about in some forum at 2 a.m. Please don't do this. It can be genuinely dangerous, and it's usually ineffective. Always loop your physician into your medication decisions. A lot of men start avoiding sex altogether because if you don't try it, you can't fail, right? Except avoidance doesn't make the anxiety smaller. It actually makes it bigger. Every day you avoid it is another day the fear gets even more deeply embedded. And then the touch starts to disappear, the cuddling, the kissing, the casual affection, because all of it starts to feel like it might lead somewhere, and that somewhere feels terrifying. So men shut it down entirely. And that creates this enormous emotional distance in the relationship that neither partner fully understands, which brings me to another hard truth. If your relationship was already strained before ED showed up, the little blue pill isn't going to fix that. It's not going to make you a better lover. It's not going to make you a more attentive partner. Desire doesn't grow in a vacuum. It grows in the context of emotional intimacy. If your partner was already feeling disconnected, unseen, emotionally distant from you before ED started, medication isn't going to make sex feel safe or wanted or connected. Think about what actually creates desire in a relationship. Feeling emotionally valued, feeling prioritized, feeling seen and heard and desired outside of the bedroom. That stuff comes from spending real time together, from talking about things other than who's picking up the kids or what needs to happen with a mortgage, from actually dating each other again, like spending really fun times together, from touching without an agenda, touching that doesn't lead to sex. Sex is built on the foundation of a really healthy relationship. You can't separate the two. So what actually helps? The first thing is to see your doctor. Rule out the medical contributors. Have an honest conversation about adjusting dosage, about alternatives like injections or vacuum devices. Get proper medical guidance rather than just suffering silently or experimenting on your own. The second thing is to talk to your partner. And I know that sounds obvious, but so many couples are just not talking about this. Your partner already knows what's happening. The silence doesn't protect them from that knowledge. It just leaves them to fill in the blanks on their own, and they almost always fill them in with something worse than the truth. Silence creates shame and distance. Honest conversations turn ED into a shared challenge instead of a private burden you've both been carrying separately. The third thing, and I really want to emphasize this one, address the performance anxiety directly. This isn't optional if anxiety is part of what's happening for you. Tools like mindfulness, nervous system regulation, learning to shift your focus away from performance and back into sensation and presence. These things interrupt the anxiety ED cycle in ways that medication simply cannot. My Mastering Performance Anxiety workshop exists specifically for this. It gives you practical, structured tools and tips to get out of your head and back into your body. The link to that's in the show notes. The fourth thing is to redefine what sex means. Intercourse is one form of sex. It's just one. It's not the definition of sex. And I think this is one of the most liberating reframes available to people dealing with ED. When you expand your definition of intimacy, when you take intercourse off the pedestal and make room for all the other ways two people can connect physically and pleasurably, the pressure drops. And often, when the pressure drops, the erections return because the body can relax. And finally, take care of the basics. Erections depend on healthy blood flow and nervous system regulation. Sleep matters. Movement matters. What you eat matters. Alcohol has a significant impact on erectile function. Chronic stress is brutal on the body's ability to get aroused. These things aren't glamorous, but they make a real difference. So let's bring this together. The little blue pill helps a lot of men, and it's a valid tool. But 30% of men don't respond well to it, and performance anxiety is one of the biggest reasons why. The pill can support blood flow, but it can't quiet fear. It can't repair relationship disconnection. It can't redefine what sex means for you and your partner. Only you can do that. The solution to ED is much broader than a prescription because ED is often such a nuanced issue for people. And honestly, when couples do the deeper work, they often end up with a more connected, a more intimate, and more satisfying sex life than they had before ED entered the picture. I know that was true in my relationship. The suffering in silence, well, that's optional. Joe, by the way, eventually started therapy with his wife. He worked on the performance anxiety piece directly. He and his wife had some of the most honest conversations they'd had in years. He told me it was terrifying, but also one of the best things that ever happened to their marriage. You can do that too. So thank you for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend who might enjoy it, and leave a positive review. Until next time, my wish is for you to create a life filled with phenomenal relationships and fabulous sexual intimacy. Thanks again. Bye-bye.